Bitterly cold temperatures have occurred across a big part of the Midwest again over the past 24 hours, and it looks as though the cold is not going to go away very quickly. With that said, though, there's a lot of discussion out there as to whether or not this is going to be the end of the cold that we see, and the answer to that is no. We will see additional bouts of cold weather coming and going across the Midwest as we move forward through the next several weeks. The one thing that we do think could be the case is that temperatures will not be this cold this far to the south over this many days in a row, again, for this growing season. So that may be making this the coldest week of the season, but not necessarily ending the bouts of cold weather for a big part of the region. We will see a little bit more Pacific air getting mixed into our flow pattern over the coming week to 10 days, and that will moderate the temperatures somewhat. But we are still going to have a northwesterly component to the air also, and that's going to continue to bring cold air into the northern plains and portions of the upper Midwest. As time moves forward, this contrast in air mass temperatures and the moisture that will be present will set the stage for a little more frequency and precipitation across portions of the region. So even though we'll see warmer temperatures, we may still have to deal with a greater amount of precipitation. Well, the forecast is offering another very cold day today across the region. I don't think there's much reason for us to expect to see any huge changes take place this afternoon. But with that said, we'll expect the afternoon readings to be running mostly in the single digits and teens in the northernmost parts of the Midwest, and teens and lower 20s elsewhere. High temperatures tomorrow will be teens and 20s across many areas, with some 30s possible in Kansas and Missouri. But then a reinforcing shot of cold air comes along for Sunday and Monday and Tuesday, dropping temperatures back down into the single digits and teens for highs in the north and readings in the teens and 20s in the south. That early week bout of cold will probably be the last of the more potent cold for a little while across the region. We will see temperatures improving as we get to the latter part of next week. Afternoon temperatures will be back into the 20s and 30s across a fair amount of the Midwest as we go from Wednesday into Friday, maybe even on into Saturday, the 15th of the month. The low temperatures at night are expected to be still very cold at times. We'll expect lows tomorrow morning running mostly in the positive single digits and teens, except from Wisconsin back to the Dakotas, where we will see temperatures getting down well below zero and some negative teens and some negative 20s possibly. That bitter cold air in the northern plains will stay locked into that region over the weekend, and it will push very briefly into the Midwest on Monday and Tuesday. That's when the low temperatures will get down below zero again across northern Missouri, parts of central and southern Illinois, and portions of central Indiana, maybe northwestern Ohio. After Tuesday, conditions will start to get better, with a more seasonable temperature regime expected for the rest of the week. Precipitation across the region is expected to be more restricted coming up. That's probably the other part of the good news today. We'll still have that weak little snow event coming across the Midwest from portions of Iowa and southern Minnesota tonight into Michigan and Ohio tomorrow. The precipitation will be light. We'll look for a dusting to 2 or 3 inches of snowfall to occur. Many areas will pick up less than 2. And we'll expect that to be followed by dry weather. The next storm system will actually drop through the central U.S. plains into the Delta and then move through the southeastern states, totally missing the majority of the Midwest. And that will occur from Monday into Wednesday of next week. After that, we'll look for an increase in the frequency of precipitation as those Pacific air masses start influencing our weather. So the period from the 15th through the 22nd should be wetter, but it will also be somewhat milder, especially in the lower parts of the Midwest. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.